You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ready to stand out? Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition, merit-based scholarships, and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
As a small business owner, you deserve more. More confidence, more connectivity, more of the tools that help your business thrive. And at Cox Business, you can expect more from us. We don't just have sales reps. We have perfect plan identifiers, people who will work with you to make sure your business gets everything it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Your business deserves more, and that's why you can expect more from Cox Business. Call 800-526-8572 to switch today.
Not to be a backseat driver, but can you say for sure you got the best monthly payment possible on your auto loan? Could it be that you might have gotten a better deal by shopping the loan at a few places and have a lower car payment? Next time, before you go car shopping, visit Communication Federal Credit Union first. Our auto loan experts will find you a perfect loan and get you the lowest monthly payment we can. Communication Federal, your auto loan experts. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Absolutely.
You know what we gotta do?
Foga party.
Foga! Foga!
Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga!
Click, click, boom! I'm coming down on the stereo. Hit me on the radio. Click, click, boom!
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're gonna lock me up and throw away the key.
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is, huh?
And welcome into the program, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Robinson and Horty Show. No, you're not hallucinating. The red wine is off this evening, so we've slid everything forward a little bit. Because Horty's adjusting to a new schedule anyway, and we're going to try to let him get to bed a little earlier than normal. Because, you know, otherwise he gets cranky. Anyway, just teasing. Anyway, so we are also joined by a guest, so we're going to go around the room. Good evening, Horty. How are you, and how are things?
I'm better. I'm adjusting quite well.
We'll be the judge of that, sir, and so far I have no evidence.
I'm objection, stating facts, not in evidence.
Sustained. Overruled. Somebody order lunch. Anyway, and also we have a guest this evening. You may have heard him last week on the Red Line. They called him Aaron. I call him Aaron. He can call himself whatever the hell he wants. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right, and it's Aaron. Do not call me Aaron like Diane did, please.
So I shouldn't call you Aaron? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm perfectly fine with that, as long as it's not Aaron.
Okay.
So Aaron A. Aronson.
So I shouldn't call you Aaron. I'm going to have to remember that. Okay. All right.
Please.
So anyway. So yeah, he decided to join us this evening. He's kind of been kicking the tires a little bit with Kaelin. First official appearance was last week. And honestly, everybody but the host thought that Red Wine was going to be happening again this week. And I'm like, wait a minute, I think they said every other week. But hey, you know what? We'll have you on, because less work for me. No, not really. Just to give you some more mic time. Lucky for you, this isn't the other show that I do, because Ordy's first night on the other show, back when it was under syndication, because I pulled all that stuff a while ago. He was like, I'm really, really nervous. And I said, well, then I probably shouldn't tell you that by this weekend you'll have been heard by about 7.5 million people on other stations, huh? He's like, God damn it, I hate you.
Well, the thing is, I had just been adjusting. I had done a FUBAR, and I was on as a guest with you, and I'm just like, okay, cool. I'm getting used to this, you know. I'm all right, this is just – and then he hits me with that during the break. I'm like, you cock-sucking – Anyway.
But yeah, so since then, you know, started pulling syndication because we started being able to get ads over here anyway, and we're building a worldwide audience as it is. So, I mean, you know, we do still have quite a few people to listen.
And, but yeah, and it's so. Really fucking hard not to swear.
Yeah, for you. I mean, I would say I can not swear, but it's easier when I have a microphone in front of me because I'm typically programmed not to do it, especially if I'm not working from my own home studio. Because when I go into another studio, it's like, okay, gotta behave. When I'm in my own, it doesn't really matter. I mean, and honestly, that's one of the reasons why I've been focusing so much on the podcasting side, is because of the freedom. I don't have so many rules. We try to keep as much like an AM formatted radio station as possible, because that was kind of what I wanted to do when I built this thing. But, you know, there are times when they're like, well, do we have to take a break? No, not really. You don't have to if you don't want to. But if you want to sell the time inside your show, you can also make money off of it if you want to. But you don't have to take a break. You can go all the way through. I mean, hell, we've done it here more than once, because we'll be in the middle of something and be like, you know what? We're already 40 minutes after. Let's just keep going. And the freedom of it's been really, really nice, especially after spending so many weeks in actual radio and realizing that what they do really isn't any different than what we do. It's just radio instead of streaming is the only real difference. And for some reason, radio still carries, or used to carry, so much more prestige than what we're doing. But that's actually changing. And I know this because even people that I know that are in the industry are actually starting to make the transition to even carrying their stuff more and more on streaming and trying to get away from the expensive stuff with all the FCC regulations and everything else, which is the other thing. You know, with what Biden is trying to do with the FCC, I would much rather at this point be doing what we're doing, because for the moment, it's not regulated. Hopefully it stays that way.
Oh, it can't. I don't think it actually could be. But you know, to your point, it's whenever I tell people I do podcasting, I get one of two answers. Either, what's a podcast? Or, wow, that's cool. So there's no middle ground.
Yeah, there's no in between. It's either, what the fuck is that? Or, oh, cool, you do podcasting? And, the funny thing is, well, honestly, at some point, because other people that do know what podcasting is, they're like, where can I see you? I'm like, you can't, because I do radio-style podcasting. They're like, oh, people still do that. Like, yeah, because nobody wants to see this face. Just saying. Anyway, but yeah, so anyway, so we've kind of gone around the room, let everybody know a little bit. Aaron, in case, you know, because we have people that may not have listened last week, before we get into the meat of things, and we're just going to kind of kick some topics around because we just kind of do that on this one, tell everybody a little bit about yourselves. Where are you from? What do you do? Anything you want to share?
Yeah, well, my name is Aaron. I'm from Virginia, but I'm at school down in Mississippi right now, enjoying it pretty well. And, well, just try not to embarrass myself on not too much, like, on this show. Oh, but, but, yeah, that'll come, so.
It's all good. I mean, you can't be any more embarrassing than I am on a regular basis, so it's okay. Anyway.
That's true.
Hey, now.
It's very comforting.
Nobody asked for comments from the peanut gallery, sir.
Yeah, but you know what? I have to disagree with your point about the, people still do, regular radio format podcasting that, people still do that. No, it's actually a lot of people still do that. It's, you still do radio. And,
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Who knows? Anyway. But yeah.
Because, I mean, yeah, okay. So, like, Joe Rogan, he does the video thing and a couple others. But, I mean, most still don't.
A lot of people, they do the video and they post it on YouTube, but they have, the radio style, like what we posted, on Spotify or some crap like that.
Or they'll have an avatar sitting in for them,
that's
it. Like Doomcock or, any of the others where it's, they're in costume. So it's like, yeah, I could dress up as an Amish farmer, sure, but,
Yeah, so speaking of that, I had a little bit of my own little off the rails moment one of our groups the other day. I could, and started, throwing some things around. I could literally see you on stage, in a full Amish garb kind of thing, throwing out Circle K jokes, Andrew Dice Clay style. I could see that happening. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw that the other day. It's there's actually a stand up performer who does that.
Oh, damn it!
That's somebody shtick already. But,
damn it!
Yeah,
damn it!
Oh, that's a letdown.
Now I have to go find them.
Yeah,
because if it's already being done, I have to hear it. But you can't tell me that they're doing it can't be Circle K jokes though. Otherwise, I'm going to
no. And that's the thing is I have become meme destroyer of moms. It's just how Sam talks about how it's always, her feet is always bunnies and corgis. Mine is always Circle K and Amish stuff. And I love it. I think it's awesome. And it's great that, it's like, now I'm getting people they stop by a Circle K in the wild to take a picture to send me. And that's awesome. That is just, keep those coming because that never gets tired. And, the Amish thing doesn't either. Just like her with bunnies and corgis. It's, that guy. He's in, Jeff just posted him in chat. But yeah, it's when you get your shtick and, people appreciate it, then it's just so cool. I enjoyed this so much better than the giant walking tank thing I did years ago.
Yeah, I can imagine this being more fun. So are we sure this really isn't you?
No, that's not me.
I'm wondering if the denial
that wouldn't own an iPhone.
Well, okay, I'll give you that.
That must be his alter ego.
I do see read receipts on your phone, so I guess I should know it's not an iPhone. Because I have an Android
Yeah, and that's I believe an iPhone 3. I mean, I get old school, tech from the 1600s, but damn.
Well, I mean, come on, that's an Amish guy. I'm surprised he doesn't have the iPhone 3.
Right, that's what I mean. So. Aaron, what finally got you interested in doing podcasting?
I don't know. I listen to a lot of them. It just seems like fun to do. Just sit around, just BS for an hour or two. Just talk about whatever.
Or 16.
Like whether it's sports or politics.
Yeah, I mean it's we've got guys at KLRN who want to do a sports show. So, if that's the route you want to go, but no, it really is, it's kind of cathartic as well, especially doing the political ones where it's everyone around, you can't, talk to normies anymore. Yeah, you know, we had this we had this conversation in the room that we use for planning our live productions. And, you know, it's just I can't relate to normies anymore. I just sit there and stare at them and just it's like looking at an ant. It really it's like, you know, you're this higher life form just looking at someone who doesn't know what's going on in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, they just heard, you know, basic bitch political opinion. And you're just like, oof.
And being I'm on Twitter has lost me more friends than anything else like in my life. I know, because I just won't shut up about what's going on.
Yes.
Yes.
That's when you either have, that's why the podcasting, it allows you to say those things that you can't say.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mean like, you know, it allows you to release your wrong speak, your wrong think without losing friends while doing it.
No, high school was definitely not a, it was not the nicest place enough for a 16-year-old conservative kid in Fairfax County. Yeah, that's not, you're not too friendly there.
I don't imagine.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh my God, that is the worst dad joke I've ever seen.
Oh God, what did
I just came across my feed. Who is the patron saint of email? St. Francis of Assisi.
Oh, God, I hate you.
Come on.
I
got to repeat that. I have to.
But I am so stealing that for a friend of mine who loves corny-ass dad jokes, and I'm going to send that to her later.
There you go. Yeah, it just popped up in my feed, so everybody just steal it from there. So, that's... And, you know, I saw it right before we came on, too. We are very happy to be here for you. It's like, you know, Sam... We've talked about in the past, Sam was getting discouraged with doing podcasting because it's like she doesn't feel like she was changing anyone's minds. I'm like, that's not what we're here for anymore. We're not changing anybody's minds. We may give them ideas. And on my what I do with my Twitter is I just, when I'm like engage someone to beat the crap out of them, it's more to just hone my arguments and to help other people with their arguments. But I mean, we're not here to change minds anymore. We are here to make everyone else, whoever needs to hear it, feel like and know that they aren't alone in their thoughts. So they're not the only people who feels like that, because that's what the media wants to do. They want to scare you. They want to isolate you. They want to make you feel alone. And so when you have networks like us or Joe Rogan or, you know, any of the other ones, Glenn Beck, they're not changing anybody's minds. Everybody is just so polarized right now that it's, like I said, we're just here to help each other cope through it, because the media wants you to feel like you're crazy. You're crazy for not wanting to wear a mask. You're crazy for not wanting to get 15 boosters. You're crazy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then it'll gaslight you by completely flipping off the mandates, and now when the political wins, that wins, I'll change the other way.
No, exactly, and that's and they're gonna, you know, it is Orwellian in the purest form. We've always been at war with Oceania. You know, we've always been for removing the mandates. That was the Republicans who did the mandates. It happened during Trump. Remember?
Oh yeah,
those were Trump's mandates.
Yep, they were.
So, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of like a self-help therapy, you know, group therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Is how I've looked at, you know, since I've joined KLRN.
You know, 2 weeks to a slow to spread now ends up with your senior year getting canceled and you being like locked in your house for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And people hating you. People getting mad at you now because you leave your house and go hang out with friends, like just go fish or whatever. And
right,
apparently it's like, okay,
how dare you?
Oh no,
grandma killer!
And I'm like at a lake. I'm at a lake, like all by myself, and with a cooler full of beer, and I'm getting chirped at from like some like random. Like a girl from high school who was like the queen bee and went to And now even during COVID, like in her freshman year of college, now she was like at every like frat party. But then she yells at me enough for posting like a picture on my Instagram of me fishing at a lake, and I'm with one of my friends.
Yeah, and neither like, okay, girl. Asked, yeah, how dare you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, she, even though she.
Right.
Yeah, like her Snapchats were just like shotgunning like White Claws or whatever. Like not even the actual alcohols, like White Claw. I'm like, okay. Now, yeah. if you're gonna chirp at me, now at least you know like follow through with what you're doing.
Yeah, but I mean that's you know that's cancel culture in general. I mean, it's yeah. So now you've got you know the Lena Wynn, you know. She, you know, she's like, oh, you know, the science has changed and, you know, on mandatory masks. She's the one who wanted to have you arrested for driving without your COVID card.
Yep.
So, yep. Yeah, fuck her.
Yeah.
So I suddenly have a country parody forming in my head. Well, okay. There's COVID, but I love to fish. Oh, sorry, I'm done now.
That's as far as you got with it?
Yeah, I'm still working on the rest of it, but yeah, you can ask Al. I come up with this all the time. Like, I'll shoot him, like, one line or something and be like, I can't finish it, but maybe you could use it for something. He's like, I'm sure he's, every time I do this, he's like, would you just fucking stop? Anyway, because, yeah, I'm great at getting him started. Yeah, I won't finish the rest of that sentence.
We gotta get Beaker and Al back together to do the Third Rail Ramblers.
I know, right? I miss them so much. I miss the parodies so much. Oh, speaking of, Aaron, you got a welcome to the team meme, by the way, in case you haven't seen
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that. And it is yes, once beautiful, they start, is what that is.
Yeah, once they start memeing you, you're in.
Yep. It's beautiful.
So you know, at least 50%, Jeff.
So you know we're going to be able to get this whole Twitter thing going about you two doing mother-daughter tag teams behind Circle K9. It's not
okay.
It's not even my fault because I didn't make it.
Oh no, that's been going on. It's just been on like the down low.
Yeah, you know we don't like to advertise that shit.
Yeah, I mean
it's too late now because I'm about to put that shit on.
Yeah,
no, I'm just playing. All right. So
yeah. What's on your mind tonight, Rick?
The world's gone crazy. So everybody, you know,
yeah, so,
well, Stacy kind of mentioned it this morning. We really haven't seen much of you know. The COVID czar Fauci, until like today. Yeah. Now I guess his programming's been updated because now he's been turned loose again. Because now, according to him, where did it go? There's Psyche. That's not him. That's not him. Where did they pull it already? Because I just had it pulled up. Anyway. So apparently he's now you know because you guys were just talking about how the talking points have changed. Apparently, he's saying that we are officially fading out of the full-blown pandemic phase of COVID-19.
Yeah, I saw that today, and I quote-tweeted it with second astronaut we always were. But you know, here's what's amazing to me in all this. So it's like, here's the new New York governor not reading the room. Because you have all the other hardcore liberal states, California, Virginia changed with an election, but yeah, you know, they're all like, okay, we're Colorado, and so we're not going to do mass mandates anymore. In fact, I mean, California, we were the first one to mass mandate, we were the first one to lock down, and yeah, and we're coming around to ending it next week, and but New York is like, nope, we're going to double down. And so it's like, are you not getting the memo, honey? Really? Everybody else has figured it out that this is disastrous for the Dems. I mean, aside from President Silver Alert, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yes, shanty hoes. Al, I want that. How about that? It's a shanty ho report, eh?
Yeah.
If you didn't see. Al posted a video of, was he just some councilman in Hudson, Ohio or something like that? Or the mayor or something talking about how ice fishing leads to shanties, which leads to prostitution. And it's like the South Park question mark in between. You've got ice fishing shanties ? Profit, except prostitution.
And now I can imagine a full South Park song just coming from that whole thing.
Just a whole episode. It's just what the fuck? How do you make that leap?
Please, please. I hope that South Park like does an episode, and then like the next like iconic song that South Park makes, it just comes out of that.
I just, you know what? Just shantyhose.
Shantyhose.
Yeah, that was Hudson, Ohio. I actually sent that to a friend of mine in Ohio, saying, "What's wrong with your state? What's going on here? Why are they against shantyhose?" And you know what? That really should have been a Michigan thing. Because when I think shantyhose, I think Michigan.
Yeah, like, I'm at least, you know, like, Michigan, like, it, like the water actually freezes over. Like, in Ohio, like, that stuff barely freezes over during the winter.
It's like, Al just nailed it. You can only make that leap from personal experience. Yeah, that's like, you know, when somebody's making an analogy that it just gets too fucking real, and you realize, well, that actually happened to him. That actually happened to that dude. He was out ice fishing and just, you know, all of a sudden there were shantyhose in the next shanty over or something. Or, hey, you got to come out to my shanty, and it's filled with hose. Usually we got to rename the episode to Shantyhose, Rick.
I can do that.
No, I have a feeling that that mayor, I know, like, had his own, like, ice fishing hut. And he just, like, found, like, the, like, local, like, street corner hooker and just, like, brought her out and out to his ice fishing hut.
And that's the thing. You get caught, and then you just kind of, like, I don't know. She just showed up. I was ice fishing in a shanty on the ice, and this shanty ho just showed up.
I swear to God.
That's like with Pat Robertson when he got busted with the prostitutes running around his car naked.
And he goes like, I swear to God, they just showed up here. I was just standing.
It's like the loaves and the fishes, man. They came out of nowhere. I don't know what happened.
It was aliens. Aliens brought the shantyhose. On the next juxtaposition.
Yep.
Spacefaring shantyhose.
Oh, speaking of juxt, did you see what I put in green room earlier?
Nope.
Because somebody has found.
Hold on, let me check.
Somebody found a still shot of it. It looks like it's an actual episode of The Simpsons, and it's like got the score of the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
you were just talking about this the other day, and I'm like, if that actually happens, that has to be our next juxt episode.
Well, you know, we talked about it, and I think we need to do on our next juxt episode, The Simpsons. Why are they so prophetic and immune from the Mandela effect?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we'll probably do it anyway, but if that happens right before we do that, that's going to be creepy as fuck.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, so we'd already decided to do this, but in other news, this happened during the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Now, didn't they predict how Trump would announce his presidential campaign, just like going down the Golden Escalator.
Yep.
And
also, we talked about on the Mandela Effect episodes too, where Simpsons, if you watch The Simpsons, you will find a reference that confirms your bias to whatever you believe in. Anyway, yeah. When it comes to, like, you know, Berenstain, how many? The JFK.
Anyway. The Monopoly Man's monocle. Like, did he have it? Did he not? Yeah.
Sure. Yep. All right. We already got a shantyhose meme. Way to go, Mike. Thank you.
And they're getting quick.
How about the shantyhose recording?
So honestly, you know what we really need to start doing is having somebody that has some art skills. Hint, hint. Turning some of these memes into what could be considered actual graphics so we could start putting them on t-shirts.
Yes. Yes.
Because Stacy's ready to get going with the merch. She just needs graphics. And the memes are great, and we would love to make them like a shirt thing, but they'd actually have to be like graphics quality. And I only know a couple of people that I know that could do that, and one of them don't work cheap. So, not saying that they should work cheap, but one of them don't work cheap. The other one I can threaten to tell is an alien. So, you're like, well, you're gonna do this art or else. I'm just playing. Anyway, man, I don't know. I'm all over the place tonight. It doesn't normally hit me this early, but I can tell I've been up since 5 this morning. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay.
I just kind of feel like I'm starting to bounce all over the place. But anyway, so yeah, I think it's humorous that, you know, as all of the talking points shift, now all of a sudden Dr. Fauci's like, yeah, we're coming out of the full-blown pandemic phase. Now the CDC, we're going to defer to governors to determine how they want to run their states, but our guidelines aren't changing.
Basically they're doing what Trump did.
Yeah.
At the beginning of this, but okay. Yeah, we'll just chalk that one up to President Silver Alert too.
Well, it's like they're trying to do like reverse gaslighting or something, and they forget that we have the fucking receipts.
They don't care.
Everything bad now was because of Trump.
You can't retcon
this. And everything good is because of Silver Alert. like how they blamed Afghanistan. Like, I'm on Trump, even though Biden, like, was in office for, what, like, 5 to 6 months then?
Well, it was Trump's plan. What did he had Trump's to enact plan. It?
And he had 5 months. He had, like, 5 or 6 months to change that plan.
Hey, Ordy?
Yep. So, yes,
you
present.
You really need to leave California. Los Angeles County Sheriff warns employee vaccine mandate will cost 4,000 police officers and would be a death blow to public safety.
You know what? That's good for them. Behold the consequences of your actions. You asked for this. You voted for it. You enforced it. Now you can suck on all the dicks. All of them. One of them, especially that big veiny one.
Oh, but the problem is that they're all going to leave California and pull the same shit out in, like, Texas or Colorado or...
Everybody hates the Californians.
Well, I mean, Ordy won't.
And let's go to Utah.
I'm not worried about if
Utah's
Ordy,
still...
I'm not worried about if Ordy moves. I'm worried about
Utah's else. Still a red, though, but that's going to be the next spot that they go to. It's going to be Utah.
No, there's still no, Nevada.
No.
Yeah. I mean, the reason why Nevada is the way it is right now is because all of LA moved to Las Vegas in the 90s. So now you have San Francisco moving to Reno, but Reno's kind of pushing back on that. You know, we don't want your kind here. You just stay up in Tahoe.
Utah ain't never going to turn blue. It ain't never even going to turn purple because if they try it, the Mormons are going to pull up their magic underwear and run everybody out of town.
Well, I mean, okay, Salt Lake City is pretty blue, and I'm not going to, I mean, well, any city is
that's
pretty
because of the college there. That's because of college.
Yeah, you got the Utah Utes, which is actually a conservative school, and then you got BYU. But, yeah. I mean, Southern Utah is still pretty awesome. Plus, they have Zion and Bryce and everything else, too. So, you know, they have all of the, you know, the Southwest look and really hot nursing school girls. Oh, did I say that out loud? Yes,
I know. Which school is it?
Giggity, 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 let's have sex!
That's Dixie. Down in,
Dixie?
Not Cedar City. St. George.
Are you confusing Utah with the Alabama, or...?
Nope. Dixie College. Dixie College in, St. George, Utah. Yeah, no, Southern Utah's still awesome. Yeah. You get pretty much anywhere south of Nephi is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord, Jeff.
Yeah.
There once was a shanty that was out to sea. The name of the hoe was the Tiffany B. The winds blew up, her dress dipped down. Oh, blow my shanty hoes, blow.
You just said the weatherman, didn't he? The weatherman.
Yes, he did.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm dying. I'm literally dying.
So, do we do the what are we watching?
Might as well. So, what are you watching?
Well, I've been actually, okay, so because I'm adjusting to the new work schedule, I've been watching the, I mentioned it last week, David Tennant, Matt Smith years of Doctor Who. And I'm just about done with the last good season of Matt Smith, so I can kind of like put that to bed and then get back into, I don't know, everybody keeps talking about Reacher, saying it's good. I might have to check it out.
I sat down, I didn't even mean to, because it So I kept hearing about it, right? And every commercial I said, you know, coming soon, and then all of a sudden I'm watching TV and it says, oh, this dropped yesterday. So I'm like, well, I'll watch an episode of it. I didn't even realize at the time that it was the actor that played Hawk in can't think of the name of it now. But another, it was on a Warner Brothers property.
He was Thad from Blue Mountain State.
Yeah, so, well, he was that, and then he also played Hawk in Titans on, and so.
Yeah.
He got killed off of that show, then moved over to this one. So I'm like, you know what? I don't know how I'm going to feel, because the only Reacher experience I've ever had, I haven't read any of the books. I've watched the Tom Cruise movies and was kind of meh with those. It's Tom Cruise. It's basically just another version of Mission Impossible. Yeah. But so I sat down, you know, kind of had a negative connotation when I started it. I watched the thing all the way through. I never stopped. It was just like episode after episode after episode. Before I knew it, I'd spend an entire Saturday just sitting in front of the TV, and my daughter finally looks at me and says, are you going to do anything else at all today? And I'm like, shit, it's 6 o'clock. I guess not.
No. Next question.
Next question, please.
You know, that's what everybody said about Jack Ryan, too, though. So
what do you want for dinner, sweetie?
Future. Yeah, so, I mean, everybody said that about Jack Ryan, too. And, you know, it's like, okay, so let me put the Alec Baldwin / Harrison Ford out of my head. I never really liked Ben Affleck as Jack Ryan anyway, so that wasn't too difficult. And, you know, so. And it wasn't bad. You know, I enjoyed the first season. I still haven't watched the second season.
I mean, honestly, that was one of the reasons why I wasn't sure, because I'm not going to lie. Most of the stuff Prime-related, like their own content, it's a slow burn for me. It sometimes takes me as many as 2 or 3 runs to finally get into something and actually be able to watch it. I was the same way with the Jack Ryan stuff. I think I made it 3 or 4 episodes in before I gave up on it and started watching some of the other stuff that was more appealing to me. I expected the same thing with Reacher, and it started well enough that it just held my attention the whole way through, to the point where I couldn't stop watching it.
That's a good endorsement. I will check it out.
I'm going to have to watch it. That's on Prime, right?
Yep, Amazon Correct. Prime.
I'm going to watch it. Sweet, I can watch it.
So thanks to Stacy. Yep. So thanks to Stacy, I am now a Fox Nation subscriber. Damn it. But actually, I was doing it this morning and realized I had screwed up, so I didn't ever finish. So I went back and was messing with it this afternoon and realized that I'd almost passed up a hell of a deal. Because you can get 2 years for, like, the price of basically almost one if you're paying attention to the fine print, and you get a week's free trial. So I'm like, hey, I get to check it out for a week, and if it sucks, I can cancel it before they get $100. But if it doesn't suck, then I get it for 2 years for basically a little over the price of 1 year. Because, yeah, you wind up getting, like, 7 months free if you do it that way. So I was like, yeah, why not? What the hell? But, yeah, we'll see. Haven't really played with it much yet.
Our man Loftus has a show on there, doesn't he?
I think they're putting one on there. I don't know if it's actually started over there yet, but I know they've been in talks before it for a while. But I don't know when it starts or if it has. I didn't see it over there, I don't think. Not yet. I know he's been on a few over there. I don't think his actual show has launched over there yet. I think they're still kind of working out the kinks. But I think it will be eventually, from what I hear, if it's not there already. I had just fixed the subscription right before I went to eat dinner, and it was like, and then started coming back and doing show prep. But so, Aaron, anything cool you've been watching? I know you're new to this, but you know,
Watching, really? I've just been rewatching a bunch of old shows, just have like background noise on because I've been slammed with the college shit. So.
Oh, come on. Everybody's seen Animal House. Don't tell me how hard college is. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, playing. Yeah.
Yeah. Old shows, though, because we talk about that all the time.
Yeah, like.
Watching Babylon 5.
The Office. If you ever watched, like, Scrubs enough for a little bit.
Oh,
hey, that show's funny. How I Met Your Mother's on Hulu. I watch that a lot. The Office, of course. Just, like, a bunch of, like, random, like, not, like, sitcoms. Well, some are sitcoms, some aren't, but they're just funny, you know, easy background noise to just, like, because I cannot, like, do any work, and I'll, like, without something playing and I'm playing like in the background, like, whether it's like music, like, or a show. If it's just dead silent, like, then I'm gonna, like, probably just, I'm gonna fall asleep, and or I'm just gonna get up and then go do something else.
No, you totally check out. I get that.
Yeah, it just isn't worth it.
So, yeah, I mean, honestly, I never really got into How I Met Your Mother when it was, you know, on actual broadcast, but I wound up watching it back when it was on Amazon Prime, and it was not a terrible show. The How I Met Your Father's relaunch they're doing on Hulu, I've watched an episode of it so far, and I'm not as nearly as impressed. I really wanted to give it a shot, just because, you know, Bob Saget recently passed, and I kind of felt like they were trying to hand the baton off a little bit.
Yeah, I could.
I tried.
I don't know. Like, whenever, like, do a remake like that, it usually sucks. I know, just like when they made Ghostbusters, like, with all girls, it sucked. It's just not.
Don't be sorry. It's universally known that Ghostbusters 2016 sucked.
Yes, it sucked.
There's two kinds of people who, you know, liked Ghostbusters 2016. The producer and people who actually never cared for the franchise in the first place. They just like to break toys.
Jeff just brought up a really good point in the chat about a great reason to watch How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. Miss Colby Smulders, I think, is her name?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. That is her name.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely...
We all... You
all love Robin.
She definitely Smulders.
We all love Colby, yeah.
She definitely Smulders.
I liked her better as Agent Hill. But, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Back when, you know, that I liked that during the early seasons of S.H.I.E.L.D. too, when they were tied in with the movies. So, you know, there was a lot of cross-pollination between it.
Yeah, I mean, well, that was actually how they brought in, that's how they got people to pay attention to S.H.I.E.L.D., and I think that's one of the reasons why it held on for as long as it did, was because they did a good job of cross-pollination. They didn't do that with any of the spinoffs, and they just kind of went...
I think that they stopped it. The last time that you see a mention of it, aside from, you know, like, bringing in Agent Hill once or twice, was when they were, like, I think it was the start of the second season when they tried to cross-pollinate with Thor Dark World, and that was, like, before Thor Dark World tanked. So that was when they just kind of distanced themselves from the movies.
Never mind.
Yeah, but, I mean, a lot of the actors, you know, especially... I'm drawing a blank on her name right now. Quake. Anyway, they were kind of salty that it's like, look, we talk about the movies on the TV show all the time. You think you could bring, like, one of us on into the movies? So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
And then she went on to do the Powerpuff Girls TV show that never actually will see the light of day.
Damn it. Damn the luck. Damn the love. That's right. I think Mike might be right. I think she actually played an army major on the first Jack Reacher movie.
Yes.
I forgot about that. Oh. And honestly, I think one of the reasons why I kind of liked Reacher as much as I did, it was another one of those situations where there. Granted, I'm kind of tone deaf to it, especially if it's a series that I like. But as far as I could tell, there wasn't any of the wokeness BS that's going around everywhere else. If anything, it was kind of the exact opposite. Because, yeah, dude was just, you know, nonsense, alpha male, kicking ass, taking names, don't give a shit what anybody else thinks, I'm just going to get it done.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like I said, you know, Reacher was kind of, it was a nice change of pace, and it was a good break on a Saturday, because that was actually the first time in a long time I didn't have a million errands to run on a Saturday. So my daughter looked at me and said, are you going to do anything else? I was like, probably not, since it's 6 o'clock. And it's the first Saturday I haven't had to do a million things in like a year, so leave me alone!
God, would you get off my back, woman?
Pretty much. No, honestly, she didn't even say that. But she kept looking at me when she realized I wasn't changing it or anything. She's like looking at me like, I guess he's going to keep watching it. I'm just going to keep watching stuff on my phone.
It's like when Sheriff Carter took a series of sick days on Eureka and Sarah the House. Shall I miss you with some vanilla?
Oh, I wish my house could do those kind of things. I'm just saying. That would be pretty cool. Anyway.
Yeah, all they need to do is just get a Echo Dot enabled Febreze sprayer.
Yo, Lexi, missed me.
Missed me.
No. What's the line from Doctor Who with the little thin lady? Moisturize me.
Yes, moisturize me.
Morty, standing in the middle of the summer heat, walks in. Lexi, moisturize me. Yes, yeah. I'm calling her Lexi so I don't shut down your internet.
That's okay, because I'm not on speakers right now, so.
Yeah, already back in
the... Yes, exactly. Yeah, GR can... GR said so Foo can have her intermittently miss you. You don't expect it. I said, yep.
What's...
Good Lord. Oh, sorry, Rick. What were you saying?
I got distracted by Jeff again. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so did I.
Oh, my God. I forgot what I was going to say.
It's probably for the best. You know, if you're listening to the show and you're not in chat, yeah, why not?
You have no idea what that we're talking about. You're really confused, and I'm sorry, but for the moment, you're probably going to be glad you're not in there, because, oh, my God, that was a mental image.
Especially on Chat Lives Matter night.
Oh, it's
oh
serious.
God, that was a mental image I did not need. I hate you, Jeff. If I mentioned how much I hate you. Oh man, that literally made my head hurt.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Oh.
Well.
I don't know. What do you guys want to talk about? The one most like ratioed tweets that I've seen like in a while, like that NPR tweet.
NPR one. Sure. Jesus Christ, that was. It was almost a perfect ratio.
Yeah.
It was. Almost. If you're not okay, so if you're not on social media, you're very lucky. So NPR put out a tweet today talking about your choice of emoji color, where like people just, you know, white people just use yellow because they think it's not being offensive, but really it shows their privilege. It's like, no, it's because it's the easiest one to get.
It's literally the first option.
Yeah.
And people are lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with... Yeah.
It's the first option.
Right.
No,
it's like I'm sitting there agonizing over which skin color best represents me.
It's because like, we all wish we were Bart Simpson. That's why we pick yellow.
Yes. I'm a fan of the Simpsons.
I mean, like, the fact that, like, the color of an emoji, if that is making you, like, angry, like, then you should probably just, like, go in your room, just stay there for the rest of your life, so nothing will ever hurt you. There's plenty of meal delivery services, and so you'll never go hungry. Just stay there. Just let the rest of the world just like have their fun. You just stay in your room.
I just think
Nope.
Like, we've solved all of the other problems in the world that now the choice of emoji that white people pick is the most important thing for National Public Radio, paid for with our tax dollars.
I'm gonna take things a step further though, because if you find that offensive while you're in your room ordering your whatever meal service you're gonna use, shove your head up your ass and jump up and down until you disappear. Thank you.
If that is like your biggest problem, then that shows like real a privilege here. Because there's actual problems, and you're over there just flipping out about the color of a fake. Like, it's not even a thumbs up or like whatever, and they're just sitting there just getting mad that it's yellow and not, and people are not like using white or like whatever like their skin color is.
Just to put this in perspective, this is what NPR is talking about, and the president basically just advocated for free crack pipes.
Yes.
I'm thinking we have bigger problems, guys, than your emoji color. Next thing you're
This is not the Babylon Bee. No, this is real life.
Next thing you're going to remind me is the OK emoji is actually the symbol for white power.
Oh wait. But the fact that a bunch of just random trolls on 4chan now actually got that to get taken seriously and put on like the like anti-defamation leagues that list some of hate symbols is pretty hilarious and perfectly represents our society at this point in time.
Pretty much.
Well, it perfectly represents, you know, the media and, well, yes. Yes. Perfect. So, Department of Defense tweet, news, diversity, equity, and inclusion are necessities in the U.S. military. My reply, killing people and breaking things are necessities. Everything else is a luxury.
It's not wrong. Just saying.
Yep.
Not wrong.
Yeah, when I saw that tweet from NATO about same thing, you know, roughly the same, almost the same wording. I was like, yeah, Ukraine is hosed.
Yep.
Yep.
How about them Olympics?
Is anybody watching them?
Well, the U.S. women's hockey team is doing well, but they lost to Canada just because their goalie is a brick wall.
Women's hockey.
Yeah.
Right up there with women's curling. But
absolutely.
No, I'm just...
Okay. I wish that they would like let them check.
Just right.
Yes, come on, just let them hit.
That's it. Rip her shirt off. Kiss her. Kiss her. No, it's okay. I feel bad for our athletes who are there that aren't being watched. You know, it's like because everyone's like, no, fuck off. And I mean, it's like the lowest ratings in history. And I'm sure we're going to be talking about this at length tomorrow on the Culture Shift, right here on KRNRadio.com. So, but yeah, it's bad. I really want to feel bad for them, and like I just can't. Yeah. I mean, it's not their fault that the Olympics are in China. That's an IOC thing. Mm-hmm. And this is like the second time in a dozen years that China has gotten to host the Olympics, and they've gotten worse in that time.
Oh yeah, the food quality is terrible there. Like the athletes are just posting like the food quality, and I'm just sitting there just going like, and I'm like, you're gonna get yourselves like locked up, like I'm in like in the Chinese concentration camps, and like if you keep on complaining, you're gonna end up with the Uyghurs.
Yeah, what'd you do? I went to the Olympics, complained about the food.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like the Americans were smart and brought their own pasta, but mm-hmm. you see your reports. I think it was where was she from? Norway. You know, she was complaining about how like girl. How she's only had like a handful of nuts, you know, for protein in the weeks that she's been there.
Yep, there it is. Jeez, like that just looks depressing.
Yeah. What is that? A dozen?
That looks...
a dozen freaking noodles, some sauce.
Is that sauce?
Yeah, that's.
Is that sauce like or is that baked beans?
Yes. Yeah, they hired Michelle Obama for the perfect diet. There's like two ribs, not even like short ribs. And is that chicken or fish in the top right?
I think that's chicken. I think it's chicken. And
it's
the stuff in
from The Simpsons.
It looks like something that like a puppy like wouldn't even eat. It looks like something like that a puppy would throw up.
No, I mean seriously, it is six halves of small potatoes. Not like six whole small potatoes, six halves. That's not
I thought those were garlic cloves.
You were serious, right?
It's like okay.
Yeah, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner are all the same.
Yep, all the same.
Yeah, is that a pigeon? Yeah, you know what? It's quail.
Wins the most gold medals. Like, I know you know why.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not like the whole world loves Chinese food. Just give them food.
Yes, you know? Yes. Just it doesn't even have to be like the authentic one. Just get it like from a local like Chinese takeout restaurant, and people like will be fine with it.
Yeah, even if it's American, you know, the General Tso's chicken isn't necessarily, you know, that's not Chinese. Yeah. But I'm pretty, you know what? Some dish they would be familiar with, mushu pork or what, something. I mean,
lo mein. Come on, just or fried rice. Just give that to them, and they'll be perfectly happy with it.
Yeah, and then they were rounding up reporters on the air too.
Oh yeah,
that was fun. If you didn't hear about that, then there was some reporter, I think he was from Canada, wasn't even like really bagging on China for anything, just had complaining about the food. You're just talking about what we're talking about. And they snatched him up
while he was
reporting live.
Ooh. Yeah.
Just, yeah, there's actual video of him being carted off. I was like, oh my God.
I think he's a reporter for a TSN or something up in Canada, but I could be completely wrong on that. That's just like no, but of course the Olympics will still bend a knee to them, and they'll probably give them the Summer Olympics in two cycles.
Well, yeah,
because it's China. China has a lot of money and. And their economy is growing massively.
Well, yeah, kind of. I think you and Stacey were talking about this morning too. Is that there was only like two countries that bid on the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
Was that you guys talking about this morning, or was that somewhere else?
Because the Olympics are horrible for the economies.
Yeah.
I mean,
Olympics are terrible.
The thing about it is, the Olympics don't actually help the economies of the countries that they're held in, because they have in a lot of cases, especially if it's not here, they have to do so much infrastructure work to get ready for the people that are coming that it's not even revenue neutral. They lose money in most cases.
Check out Brazil after the Summer Olympics and Greece back when Greece had the 2004. Like all of their stadiums are all abandoned and they're just like rotting away because no one uses them.
Well, that's everywhere. I mean, I think the only time I've seen an Olympic Village actually used, two of them that have been actually used after the Olympics is you got Squaw Valley, and Lake Placid.
Yeah,
because those were already major ski areas. Where like when Utah, when they did the Winter Olympics, they went and did stuff at Park City and everything, but everything was hosted out of like Salt Lake. So they built this huge infrastructure that my favorite part about that too is they bussed all their homeless people to Vegas. They gave them $200. Get on the bus, here's $200, dropped them off in Vegas, said good luck.
Then the homeless people probably immediately like spent the $200 like at the Vegas casinos or strip clubs.
Well, parlayed it and then
parlayed
it. Yeah, now they're all .com millionaires.
It is possible.
Yeah, it's like Jeff said, if you've never been to Lake Placid, go. It's amazing.
Oh. I did a youth hockey tournament, like, up there. It's the best youth hockey tournament, like, that I've ever done. Ever.
Yeah, and I love, I love going to Squaw Valley.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like I grew up at a better ski area, but we didn't have the Olympics. So when you go to, like, the Olympic Village in Squaw Valley, you know, the elements of it that are still there, pretty fucking cool. So, but, yes. I mean, that's just the thing is that, you know, it's when we do it, we build our infrastructure. Like, when L.A. had the Olympics, they had already had the Olympics. So it wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, the Raiders were still using the stadium, so.
Yeah, and USCC still uses an the Olympic Coliseum also as their home stadium, like the college, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, yeah, exactly. It's Mecca for us hockey, Jeff. But you know, so it's like in America, we can reutilize those things. It's not like we're changing the whole world for, you know, our entire country to host the Olympics like you need to do in, like, you know, Sarajevo or... You know, Sochi in Russia. I mean, that's already fallen into disrepair. It looks worse than Chernobyl does.
Oh, and Sochi literally, you know, they repurposed a bunch of, like, barracks, I mean, gulags, enough for, like, the Olympic Village. And now they're all just gone again. Now, the water was yellow, like, so they had to buy, like, bottled water, like, just to drink and cook with.
Yeah, well, it's like going to Mexico, but different.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Greg?
Yes?
Dude. Just checking on you, man.
Well, you guys were going pretty well amongst yourselves, so I was just waiting for a lull in the conversation. Or for somebody to say, Rick, did we lose you?
just making sure.
Trust me. If I wasn't here, then people in the chat would be like, we can't hear you guys anymore. What happened? So you guys would have known if I wasn't here. Oh, man. Anything? Well, actually, so hang on. We talked about the Olympics. There was something else I wanted to talk about, and that's what I was waiting for the lull in the conversation for. Now I can't remember what it was. And it was semi-important, too, which is kind of annoying. I hate it when that happens. Just another proof, more proof that I'm getting tired, because I don't normally forget things, and when I do, it's bad. What was it? Don't remember. Never mind. Train of thought derail track one. Next, please. But, you know, back to what you guys were talking about a second ago, it kind of goes back to what I said. You know, in most cases, they put all this money into these places that are only used for a couple of weeks, never to be seen again. And you saying that the site in Russia looks worse than Chernobyl, that's saying something. That's really saying something, if that's true.
Yeah. For the Chinese men's hockey team, now they had to stack it, like, with a bunch of Canadian players, like, who are of Chinese descent, and so there wasn't, like, worldwide embarrassment, because, come on, now China does not play hockey, and they're hosting the Winter Olympics, like, so China automatically, like, gets in. And they had to stack the team now with Americans, Canadians, so instead of losing like 40-0, now they'll lose 7-0.
Nice.
And they may even score a goal or a two.
Oh, so Morty,
probably not.
One thing about the Winter Olympics, I don't think you were in the chat the other day, but Stacey was making fun of your favorite Winter Olympic sport, or at least your second favorite. I don't know if it's your first favorite or not.
What's that, women's curling?
Yeah.
I'm going to have words with her.
Well, just curling in general. She's like, I don't understand it. It's a bunch of people running around with brooms trying to knock teapots around. I'm like,
Yes. Yeah. But, so, therefore, what's your point? It's fascinating. You know, I first got turned on to curling when I was a bartender, my bar manager, he would always watch Hockey Night from Canada. And then right after that, because we had the big C-band dish, you know, the old-style satellite dish TV, you know, for a sports bar. And right after that was curling. And I would watch curling all night long on my graveyard shift. Yeah, exactly. You started watching it as a joke, and now you get addicted to it.
And they get, like, super into it. And, like, when they're, like, rolling, and I, sending the stone down, and you just hear them yelling, and they're just sweeping, like, so hard, and it's hilarious. You know, but, like, you can't take your eyes off it. Like, you're just intense. Yeah, exactly.
And the thing is that it's, like, of all the Olympic sports, it's the one that – the absurdity of the physics behind it, you know, is because that brushing is actually guiding the stone, you know, yes. By breaking the surface tension of the ice and getting it. We could do a entire, Jeff, you need to do that on Lost Wanderer, the physics behind curling. Yeah, no, exactly. Curling is math. And that's why, you know, to really appreciate curling, you gotta have a level 4 meme knowledge.
Oh no, honestly, if high school math teachers want boys to pay attention, just put on women's curling. There you go. Like, they'll be right into it.
They're gonna be dragging the women curlers to some shanties, I think.
And Jeff just dropped a meme for it. The U.S. men's curling team looks like a group of dads who are just trying to get away from their families for the weekend, and that's how somehow they ended up competing in an Olympic sport. No, totally.
That's exactly what happened.
It's all, you know what? You may not like what peak performance looks like, but this is it.
Yeah.
Mustache and all. You got to have the mustache.
That's what years of getting nasty. Had now by their wives and had to sweep the floor and into a professional curling career.
And natty ice.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, man. All right, gentlemen, what else we got?
I'm spent.
Yeah, honestly, I'm kind of getting there too, especially since I already did an hour by myself anyway. There's not much point in me doing two by myself. I honestly thought about doing a Rails, and I'm like, I kind of pretty much did just with G's intro and outro, so yeah.
Yes, you did an early Rails.
So yeah, I think if we're done, I think I'm going to call it a night because I have to be up at 5 to start this all over again. Yay, fun times. But it's Thursday.
Jeff, it absolutely does not surprise me at all that there is a physics paper on curling.
Link it, please.
You really need to link that because I'm curious now.
I'm going to read that. And then I'm going to read that.
Thing. Anyway, I was trying to.
What is the BAC of your typical curling team? It's all Molson.
Yes. And they're all slightly buzzed, but they're not completely hammered.
Okay, now this is weird. The tweet from NPR you guys were talking about earlier, that wasn't showing up for me. Because I had the Blaze open earlier, and this is just proof again that shit's listing. Because now that's the featured top story, and that wasn't there a minute ago.
Which one?
The NPR discusses skin color options for emojis, says picking which one to use can involve a complex conversation about race and identity. Yeah, that wasn't there a minute ago. The top story just a few minutes ago was the one about the Los Angeles County Sheriff. So since we've talked about that, I reopened the Blaze, and now that's the top featured story.
Yes, because they listen to us.
It's my computer. It's eavesdropping.
Yeah, Moosehead is the Miller High Life of Canadian beer. You go Molson, Labatt's. It's kind of like, you know, you go Coors, then Bud, then Miller. In Canada, it's Molson, then Labatt's, and then Moosehead.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because Coors owns Molson.
Oh, this is what it was. I don't know. I'm sure Sam probably saw this today. She probably was feeling a little bit happy about it. Virginia Senate passes bill ending school mask mandates with Democratic votes. So yeah, the narrative's gone, folks. COVID's done.
COVID's over. We said COVID was over a year ago, but now everybody's just finally catching up to us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What I love is the lady that, you know, was like, "Oh, we've always thought masking should be an individual choice. We're gonna do it. We're gonna move away from the mandates now, and it should have been what it always should have been, an individual choice." And I'm like, "That's not what you said 5 minutes ago."
Oh, I miss Molson Ice.
It hasn't even been 5 minutes. All right, so anyway.
Hold on. I'm going to send this to the Chat Lives Matter chat. I just found it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, drop it in chat, not in the DM.
Yeah, hold on.
Too late. He's not used to having to do that. He's like, what? You want me to drop it where? All right. So,
or Molson Ice was so good because it was like the combination of Molson Canadian and Molson. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, you guys have your fun.
Oh, God.
There's in chat.
Do I even want to know?
Okay, what were you asking me, Rick? Sorry.
Well, I was
you
about
were talking
to,
about Molson.
Yeah, I was about to.
I will say this. I went to.
Nope, it's going to play on my speaker, so I'm not set up to play the audio. Oh my God, why are you sending me shit with Georgia's governor in it? You bastard.
Because it's fucking. Because it's
bastard.
Funny.
Anyway.
It's funny. I just watched the whole thing.
No. I will not, good sir. It will not be happening. Anyway, I was going to ask you the normal about where can folks find you since we were starting to wrap things up. Ordy, where can folks find you, sir?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Well, they can find me tomorrow on Culture Shift with Brad, where we take our skeptical eye and point it at the entertainment industry and let you know what you need to know for your weekend's entertainment. You can find me on Monday with FUBAR and PolitiBunny. Right after that, you can find me with Jeff and Lou on CyberChill. Then back around here with you next Wednesday. You can also find me on Juxtaposition next Friday. You can find me on Twitter as That Amish One. And you can find me on Minds, MeWe, and Gitter as Ordy Packard.
And as always, behind
how about you, Aaron?
Where
can people
page?
Find you? As always,
well, you can find me next Wednesday night on The Red Wine with Jody and Diane. And on Twitter, I'm AAron314 underscores between everything.
All right, as for me, I'll be back tomorrow morning for the early end of the Daily Dose week. Stacey's taking Friday off, so I will probably sleep in that day. I'd actually tried to get Friday off from the day job because this would have been like kind of like last Saturday, the first Friday in forever. I hadn't had a million things to do. Unfortunately, that didn't work, so I still have to be, you know, productive that day, at least for a little while. After tomorrow, that'll be it for me until probably Tuesday. I think Jen and I are going to try to relaunch the Jen and Rick show. We've been trying for the last few weeks, but she came down with COVID, and then last night she really wanted to try. Bug wasn't feeling well, and I'm like, you know what? It's not worth all that. I'm not going to make you come play on the radio for an hour when your kid's not feeling good. We can just drag in next week. So this will probably be it for me for tomorrow, and then next week we'll be doing Juxtaposition. We've already decided whatever happens in the Super Bowl, we're going to be doing The Simpsons, but if it looks anything like the picture I just found, it's going to be a really creepy fucking show.
Yep.
Anyway. And that's going to do it for us, folks. I better call it a night because I've already done an hour solo when I decided to fill in for G, and there's not really much point in me ranting again by myself for another hour. Not to mention the fact that I'm not sure I could put a coherent sentence together long enough because I'm kind of fading fast because I've been up since about 5 and I got to do this again tomorrow. So, as I always do, with the words of Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Logan, be excellent to each other. We are going to get out of here. For those of you that are going to join us in the morning, we look forward to hearing from you bright and early, starting at 7 Eastern on The Daily Dose right here on KLRN Radio. We are your morning show, and I'm one half of that crew, Mr. Rick Robinson. You know the other half, Miss Stacey Lennox. And I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. As for these guys, I'm going to let you get out of here because Ordy's got, like, real job now and he's still adjusting. You know, don't want to work him to death.
I've always had a real job, just different hours now.
I'm just teasing. You're not Sam.
Yeah, right.
All right, guys. We're out. Aaron, thanks for hanging out, man. It was fun.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to listening.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Looking forward to
man. Thanks for having
next
me.
Week. All right, we're out, folks. Take care.